General Conference Highlights. Be Faithful. Be an Example. By President Thomas S. Monson. Keep the Commandments. My message to you is straightforward. It is this. Keep the commandments. God's commandments are not given to frustrate us or to become obstacles to our happiness. Just the opposite is true. He who created us and who loves us perfectly knows just how we need to live our lives in order to obtain the greatest happiness possible. Although there is no time in our lives when we are exempt from temptation, you are at an age when you may be particularly vulnerable. Teenage years are often years of insecurity, of feeling as though you don't measure up, of trying to find your place with your peers, and of trying to fit in. You may be tempted to lower your standards and to follow the crowd in order to be accepted by those you desire to have as friends. Please be strong and be alert to anything that would rob you of the blessings of eternity. The choices you make here and now are forever important. I plead with you to avoid anything that will deprive you of your happiness here in mortality and eternal life in the world to come. With his deceptions and lies, the adversary will lead you down a slippery slope to your destruction if you allow him to do so. You will likely be on that slippery slope before you even realize that there is no way to stop. The adversary knows this, and he knows the temptations which will be difficult for us to ignore. How vital it is that we exercise constant vigilance in order to avoid giving in to such lies and temptations. Great courage will be required as we remain faithful and true amid the ever-increasing pressures. We will need to nurture strong testimonies by studying the Scriptures and by praying and by pondering the truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When firmly planted, our testimonies of the gospel, of the Savior, and of our Heavenly Father will influence all that we do. May we keep the commandments. Wonderful and glorious are the rewards which are in store for us if we do. Be an example and a light. We become examples of the believers by living the gospel of Jesus Christ in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. See 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. As we do so, our lights will shine for others to see. The Apostle Paul lists 6 attributes of a believer, attributes that will allow our lights to shine. Let us look at each one. I mention the first 2 attributes together, being an example in word and in conversation. The words we use can lift and inspire, or they can harm and demean. Let us speak to others with love and respect. The next attribute is charity, which has been defined as the pure love of Christ, Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. I am confident there are within our sphere of influence those who are lonely, those who are ill, and those who feel discouraged. Ours is the opportunity to help them and to lift their spirits. The Savior brought hope to the hopeless and strength to the weak. Throughout his ministry, he reached out in charity to any in need. As we emulate his example, we will bless lives, including our own. Next, we are to be an example in spirit. To me, that means we strive to have in our lives kindness, gratitude, forgiveness, and goodwill. To be an example of faith means that we trust in the Lord and in His Word. It means that we possess and that we nourish the beliefs that will guide our thoughts and our actions. In order to gain and to keep the faith we need, It is essential that we read and study and ponder the Scriptures. Communication with our Heavenly Father through prayer is vital. Finally, we are to be pure, which means that we are clean in body, mind, and spirit. We know that our body is a temple, to be treated with reverence and respect. Our mind should be filled with uplifting and ennobling thoughts and kept free from those things which will pollute. In order to have the Holy Ghost as our companion, we must be worthy. As we follow the example of the Savior, ours will be the opportunity to be a light in the lives of others.
Led and sustained, President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. You are not alone in the work. Any calling we receive in the Lord's kingdom requires more than our human judgment and our personal powers. Those calls require help from the Lord, which will come. Even the new deacon will learn that it is true, and he will go on learning over the years. As you move from one priesthood service to another, you will see the Lord is in the work with you. The Lord's servants are inspired to know the Lord's will. The prophet, as the president of the priesthood, is inspired of God to watch over and care for the Lord's servants and to call them. Whatever your calling in the priesthood, you may have at times felt Heavenly Father was unaware of you. You can pray to know His will, and with the honest desire to do whatever He asks you to do, you will receive an answer. It is my prayer that every priesthood holder will reach out in faith to rescue every soul for whom he is responsible. God will add His power to His servants' efforts. Hearts of people will be touched to make the choices that will bring them along the gospel path toward happiness and away from sorrow. The Holy Ghost as your companion. My purpose today is to increase your desire and your determination to claim the gift promised to each of us after we were baptized. During our confirmation, we heard these words, "Receive the Holy Ghost." From that moment, our lives changed forever. We can, if we live worthy of it, have the blessing of the Spirit to be with us, not only now and then, but always. To always have the Spirit with us is to have the guidance and direction of the Holy Ghost in our daily lives. We can, for instance, be warned by the Spirit to resist the temptation to do evil. If we partake of the sacrament in faith, the Holy Ghost will then be able to protect us and those we love from the temptations that come with increasing intensity and frequency. The Holy Ghost also gives us the power to discern truth from falsehood. The truth that matters most is verified only by revelation from God. As you obey, the impressions from the Spirit will come more frequently, becoming closer and closer to constant companionship. Your power to choose the right will increase. Videos and quotes. Share design quotes and short video highlights from President Eyring's conference addresses at lds.org/go/conference15c and lds.org/go/conference15d.
Faith without fear. A Summer with Great Aunt Rose. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. God didn't design us to be sad. He created us to have joy. So if we trust Him, He will help us to notice the good, bright, hopeful things of life. Now is part of eternity. It doesn't only begin after we die. Faith and hope will open your eyes to the happiness that is placed before you. As you walk along your own bright path of discipleship, I pray that faith will fortify every footstep along your way, that hope will open your eyes to the glories Heavenly Father has in store for you, and that love for God and all His children will fill your hearts. It works wonderfully. If you ever think that the gospel isn't working so well for you, I invite you to step back, look at your life from a higher plane, and simplify your approach to discipleship. Focus on the basic doctrines, principles, and applications of the gospel. God will take you as you are at this very moment and begin to work with you. All you need is a willing heart, a desire to believe, and trust in the Lord. As you exercise a little faith and begin your walk as a peaceable follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, your heart will change. Your whole being will be filled with light. God will help you become something greater than you ever thought possible, and you will discover that the gospel of Jesus Christ is indeed working in your life. It works. Be not afraid, only believe. Satan wants us to fail. He spreads lies as part of his effort to destroy our belief. He slyly suggests that the doubter, the skeptic, the cynic, is sophisticated and intelligent, while those who have faith in God and his miracles are naive, blind, or brainwashed. Another of Satan's deceptions is that belief is available to some people, but not to others. There is no magic to belief, but wanting to believe is the necessary first step. When we choose to believe, exercise faith under repentance, and follow our Savior, Jesus Christ, we open our spiritual eyes to splendors we can scarcely imagine. Thus, our belief and faith will grow stronger, and we will see even more. We can choose to believe. The gifts of God's grace will enable us to be true to our faith. We will experience true and lasting joy. Videos and quotes. Share design quotes and short video highlights from President Uchtdorf's conference addresses at lds.org/go/CONF15E, lds.org/go/CONF15F, and lds.org/go/CONF15G. End of First Presidency Messages, read by Van Farnworth, Dave Shaw, and Jane Wise.